Hey everybody, it's a beautiful Tuesday, December the 14th. It's National Free Shipping Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's Shipping Department, who have begun a partnership for deliveries in South America using gorillas through Amazon Primate. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, a terrific Tuesday indeed. We've already hit our high of 6 degrees under sunny skies, but it looks like it'll be a warmer and wetter Wednesday tomorrow.
Yes.
And on National Free Shipping Day, today's random shout-out is to the new company formed by the merger of FedEx and UPS. Yes, you've guessed it. They've called it FedUp.
Well, what's not to love about National Free Shipping Day? You can shop till your wrist drops with no sky-high shipping rates. Pay only for what you actually buy and let someone else handle the extra costs. My brother really likes spam, so I ordered some online. Oddly, the shipping details email showed up in my regular inbox.
Hang on, I'm going back to Mark's merger. You realize that all that's left is sex.
3 more days, sir. 3 more days.
You shouldn't have to pay for that.
Oh. Well, the hardest shipping job has to be in the shipping and receiving department of the Toronto Zoo. They were trying to send a pachyderm to the LA Zoo, but there was such a long delay, no one would address the elephant in the room.
All right. That was all right. Got to do that one.
And there is a plan in Norway for the Navy to deliver some packages to help the overwhelmed delivery industry due to the high demand. The Norwegian Navy would then put barcodes on the side of their ships so when they get back to port, they can Scandinavian. All right, it's time for Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? Because I got nothing.
So I was thinking about this time of year, and I'm thinking about shipping, and Ventura will appreciate this. I'm thinking of Jamaica, people shipping on their barrels that are going home to see family and friends and going to spend Christmas in a Grand Market. And just Jamaica is beautiful this time of year, really like special. And the song, although it is not a reggae song, that reminds me of this is this song called Breakaway by Kelly Clarkson. And one of the verses in particular where she says, "Wanna feel the warm breeze, sleep under a palm tree, feel the rush of the ocean, get on board a fast train, travel on a jet plane, far away, I will break away." Doesn't that feel good, Ventura?
Yeah, feels good, but I can't sleep under a palm tree though.
You can't sleep under a palm tree? No. But yeah, so that's what I think of. When I think of shipping, I just always think of shipping barrels to Jamaica, going down and just spending time with family and friends. And most of my friends are going to be down there, and some family is going to be down there as well for Christmas. I'm going to stay up here. But I will continue to think about good times. And maybe next year when hopefully this thing is not going to be over, but hopefully it will be a little bit easier to travel. So I don't know about everybody else, but even though today's nice and warm, still want to feel a warm breeze, sleep under a palm tree, and feel the rush of the ocean. So Breakaway by Kelly Clarkson, that's the choice today.
Sweet. All right, it's on our playlist, which is found in our show notes, and then a link to the video for that song too. Awesome choice. All right, Ventura, it is time for Ventures with Ventura. I'm still trying to control everything, and I do not have the wisdom to tell the difference yet. today's tech will help.
It takes some practice, but eventually you'll get there. So, Tech Tuesday, I have a nice piece of tech to share with teachers, right? As a teacher, one of the things that I dreaded was marking, right? I don't know how many people are happy with marking. Marking is a good thing to do because you get to give that valuable feedback, right? But I struggled with marking. And I was doing some research and I came across this tool. You know, for me, when I was in the classroom with the students, it's always just easy to just give them back instant feedback, right? So you're looking at the work and you can say, okay, fix that, you know, and then I came across this tool. It's called Moat, right? So for those teachers out there that really prefer giving that verbal feedback, and if you want to use it in Google Classroom, it's available. It's a Google Chrome extension. It's called Moat, right? It allows you to give faster and friendly feedback to your students by just speaking into your computer, right? And then they can just simply click and listen to your feedback. So go check out that tool. It's an add-on called Moat, and it's available on Google Chrome. So go check it out today. That's it from Ventures with Venturo.
And if it's a Google Chrome extension, it will be blocked and banned from our use. We had to investigate a teacher who's using a different piece of technology for marking in their house. They were using the stairs to do the marking. Low tech as well.
Yeah, I actually tested it. I tested it today. It worked on my machine. I'm not sure if but it worked fine.
Okay. So you have to log in under your own name to get your own feedback?
No, I logged in under my school account, my PDSB account, and it worked fine. Worked like a charm.
Wow.
So
okay, all the bots out there, we found a breach. Okay, well, it is Tuesday. It is time for Tuesday's trivia.
Yeah, this is a tough one, National Shipping Day, but I did find something very interesting. You know, people that make their fortune in ships, we call them shipping magnets. And then, you know, think about it. If you make a fortune in oil, we call you an oil magnet. But the most prevalent out there in society, of course, are those people that sell fridges.
Oh, some post-retirement plans there, sir? Some investment opportunities, perhaps?
Absolutely.
At least I got that one immediately.
That's good.
Yes, I thought
I'd go back to the FedEx and UPS thing and explain that again.
I got that one immediately. I've been doing better these days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we got it. We're just afraid to acknowledge it.
Okay.
The difference was, instead of waking up at 3 in the morning, I went to sleep at 3 in the morning. Maybe that's what helped.
Okay. All right. So it's like 8 now.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All right, well, that's it for us on this Tuesday, everyone. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening. Have a great Tuesday. We are the Wise Guys and Girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.